PAR has always been known as the party that emphasizes, insists on priority for jobs for Singaporeans. We make no concession on that whatsoever. Now, we will insist that the employer must employ Singaporeans first. Only if they are able to show that no Singaporean is capable of doing that job should they be allowed to employ the foreigner.
We need to find a fair balance between making sure that our local workers are gainfully employed and making sure that we have the foreign talent that we need. So PSP has proposals for that. Our proposals in this respect are actually not entirely new or different from the government's proposals, because they have introduced quotas for S-Pass and work permit holders. They introduced the fair consideration framework. They also launched Campus in the 14th Parliament and successively raised the qualifying salary for EP holders.
But in an open society, we must also make sure that the privilege of citizenship is better accentuated, because sometimes people don't feel that what is claimed to be in the national interest is not in the people's interest. So, I mean, for example, why do foreign wives of Singapore citizens only get LTVP and not PRs or citizenship? I actually want to thank Mr. Chi for emphasizing how important safety nets are. But surely, 6K for 6 months for those that are retrenched is the flimsiest of safety nets for Singaporean workers.
I think it's important to remember that immigration has to remain the cornerstone of Singapore society. It is an important part of what we need to keep as a part of our DNA to welcome talent and friends from all around the world. But we must ensure that our immigration policy lifts Singaporeans and not sidelines them. And so to achieve this balance, one of the things that we've put forward is the idea of ensuring a more deliberate skills transfer between foreign talent and our local workforce. And I think this is important, right? Because sometimes there are industries that we want to chase that we may not have the talent pool just yet to be able to properly capture.
In response to my question earlier, Mr. Philemon said foreign wives of Singapore citizens only get LTVP and not PRs or citizenship. Well, actually, LTVP is not a prerequisite for PR or Singapore citizenship.